السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله رب العالمين All praises due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds. All praises due to Allah who has blessed us and guided us to this way and we would not have been able to guide ourselves had not Allah in His wisdom and His mercy and His grace chosen to guide us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us to a beautiful religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is described by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيل يُحِبُّ الْجَمَال that Allah is beautiful and loves Allah is beautiful and loves beauty. Allah Ta'ala loves the religion He's chosen for us. He loves the faith He's guided us to. حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. He has made faith beloved to you, which is a sign that it's beloved to Him. And He has adorned it in your hearts. Faith beautifies our hearts as believers. Our faith is beautiful. Our religion is beautiful. The Muslims are beautiful people. You never see an ugly believer. Even if the person's physical features wouldn't be described as stereotypically attractive, the nur, the light of faith that shines from the heart, beautifies that believer. And you look at him or you look at her and you say, that's a beautiful person. Alhamdulillah. Whereas someone who might have stereotypically beautiful features, but their heart is dark and their actions are vile, they repulse you. You can't even look at them. And you say, that's a filthy, ugly, vile person. Our religion is beautiful. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there, some of them who aren't Muslim, and some who are Muslims, who are apparently doing everything in their power to make this faith something seem something ugly, something repulsive, something that is not rooted in beautiful values and beautiful ethics and beautiful practices like the Hajj that is underway even as we speak, where people from all over the world, all representing every race and every ethnicity, are gathering together in a show of brotherhood and unity and community and service to Almighty God. It's the most beautiful assembly on earth. But many people, they don't see that. The faith has been presented with such distorting images that even the Muslims are affected. Even the believers are affected. Get depressed. How many Muslims meet today? They're depressed and gloomy. We just spoke to one of the leaders of the Muslim who said he was wearing his jalabiyah and felt uncomfortable and in a sense ashamed to be recognized as a Muslim, not because of anything he did, but because of the images that some Muslims portray, and then those images are magnified and distorted and then fed to people who are ignorant. They don't know better. And they think that's what Islam is all about. Brothers and sisters, we have to show what Islam is all about. We have to be strong. These are days that require strength. These are days that require patience. These are days that require fortitude. These are days that require each and every one of us look down into the depths of his heart or her heart, the depths of his soul or her soul, and then challenge themselves to forge on, to be strong, to keep smiling as our Prophet smiled, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One way we do that is to understand that what we are witnessing, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he forecast, and to understand the reward of being strong. When everything is trying to break you down, when everything is trying to break you down, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as recorded by Abu Dawood radiallahu an, qala sallallahu alaihi wa rahimahullah, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: في آخر الزمان أيام تسمى أيام الصبر، والقابض فيها على دينه كالقابض على الجمر، وأجر العامل فيها كأجر 50 رجلا. قالوا: منا يا رسول الله أو منهم؟ قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: منكم. So he said at the end of time, there will be difficult days. They will be called days of patience, because it would take patience to negotiate them. It would take patience to hold on to your religion. It would take patience to resist the temptations, to give up, to back down, to bail out. Knowing the difficulty, so he said these days will be called days of patience. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was shown everything that would be. And knowing the difficulty of these days, he mentioned the reward of those who forged on would be great. How great, he said, in terms of the difficulty rather, وَالْقَابِدُ فِيهَا عَلَى دِينِهِ قَالْقَابِدِ عَلَى الْجَمْرِ. One who continues to hold on to their religion during these days will be like one holding on to a burning coal, a smoldering ember. Maybe some of you barbecued this summer. Maybe you're still barbecuing because it's global warming. It's still summer. So you're still barbecuing. The next time you barbecue, look at the coals, the charcoals, the red hot one, and imagine how difficult it would be to scoop one out and hold it in your hand. You wouldn't just scoop it out and mashallah. You'd be, you hold it. It wouldn't be easy to take one of those burning embers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, this is how difficult it will be for one to hold on to his religion. وَالْقَابِدُ عَلَى دِينِهِ قَالْقَابِدِ عَلَى الْجَمَرِ. And since to hold on is so difficult, the one who does it and who deals with the pain and deals with the difficulty and holds on to that burning ember, even though it's burning his flesh and it's maybe bringing tears to his eyes, he will have an immense reward. How immense? How immense? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: وَأَجْرُ الْعَامِلِ فِيهَا. The reward of one who continues to practice, continues to act, continues to hold on, continues to be strong, كَأَجْرِ خَمْسِينَ رَجُلًا, is like the reward of 50 men. Hearing this, the companions who were present, قالوا, they said, Minna ya Rasulullah, from us, O Messenger of Allah, 50 reward, the reward of 50 men from amongst us, aw minhum, or 50 men amongst them at that time. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, minkum, no, 50 men from amongst you. In other words, brothers and sisters, if you hold on, if you are strong, if you continue to practice despite the pressure, you will have the reward of 50 companions. You will have the reward of 50 companions. Sometimes we get so caught up in the bump and grind of our daily life, we lose touch of what this is all about. We lose touch of the reward that's in it for us, and so we drift. And because we're not thinking of the reward, if someone told you to walk to Montauk, you probably wouldn't do it. That's a long way. What's in it for me? Nothing. Say, man, I'm not walking there. I'll take the train or boat. But if they said, walk to Montauk Point, if you do it, I'll give you $10,000. You start tightening your sneakers up. Put some water in your can. You want me to go on 495? Should I take the LIE?
or how do you want me to go? Because now you're aware of the reward of your effort. So sometimes we're like the first person. We forget the reward. We forget the reward of 50 companions. We forget the reward of Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. We forget the reward of being in the company of the prophets and the righteous and the martyrs and the testifiers who upheld the truth of the prophets. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger. They will be with the ones we have bestowed our blessings on. From amongst the prophets and the siddiqeen, like Abi Bakr radiallahu an, and the martyrs like Hamza radiallahu an, and Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu an, and Sumayya radiallahu anha, and all of those throughout the history of this ummah and the righteous people. Wa hasuna ulaika rafiqa. What an excellent host to be amongst. We forget, that's what Allah is promising us. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-ibadatu fil harj kal hijrati ilayya. One who continues to worship during times of tribulation, when Muslims are killing each other, is like one who makes pilgrimage to me. كالهجرتي إليا صلى الله عليه وسلم. Why? Because during those times, people forget about their religion. They become so obsessed with their political stances. They become so obsessed with their sectarian positions. They become so obsessed with the non-essential. Because why? All of these things are from the ijtihadat, where people are free to differ. But those differences become life and death issues, and they forget the real life and death issues, like their prayer and their charity and their assisting their fellow Muslims and their fellow humans. These are the things that drive away the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they're lacking. وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. Allah will continue to help the servant as long as the servant is helping his brother. They forget that. They forget fundamental teachings of our religion. Such as the following. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man a'ana ala qatlil mu'mini walau bi shatril kalima. يَلْقَى اللَّهَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَكْتُوبًا بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ آيِسٌ مِّن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Whoever assists مَنْ أَعَانَ عَلَى قَتْلِ مُؤْمِنٍ. Whoever assists in killing a believer, وَلَوْ بِشَطْرِ الْكَلِمَةِ, even to the extent of half a word. وَلَوْ بِشَطْرِ الْكَلِمَةِ, even to the extent of half a word. يَلْقَ اللَّهَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He will meet Allah on the day of judgment. مَكْتُوبٌ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ, written across his forehead for all of the people of the mawqif to see. آيِسٌ مِّن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. I have despaired of Allah's mercy. I have despaired of Allah's mercy. They forget. I've met Muslims in Turkey this summer. People say La ilaha illallah and was threatened with death by these people claiming to represent Islam and to establish a khilafah. One brother was beaten like they beat, of course it was Hollywood, but it happened in real life, like they beat that girl in 12 Years a Slave, ripped his back open. When they asked him, did he know Quran? He said, I know Surah Baqarah, and started reciting. That wasn't enough. So if the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever assists in killing a believer by uttering half a word, what about those who murder people as they're saying the Shahada? It's not just in Iraq and Syria. The barbaric assault on the mall in Kenya, where people claiming they're some kind of mujahid are eating candy bars while they're shooting innocent people. They shot a teenage girl after she proclaimed the Shahada because she wasn't wearing hijab. We have to stand up, each and every one of us, and be a living embodiment of the beauty of Islam during these times, and the justice of Islam, and the mercy of Islam, starting with each other, starting with our families, starting in our communities. We have to generate the light that will outshine all of these deeds and misdeeds that are broadcast all over the world, in many instances by the perpetrators themselves. We have to do our job. من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. A person's Islam means good. We can even translate it beautiful. من حسن إسلام المرء. Say, a handsome, beautiful young man, رجل شاب حسن, is leaving that which doesn't, the person leaving that which doesn't concern them. One of the things that doesn't concern us is those things we can't control. We can't control the actions of a bunch of lunatics halfway around the world. We can't control the actions of the media that uses those images and exploits those actions to distort how people look at Islam. We can't control that. What we can control is what we do. What we can control is how we act and how we pray and how we engage in acts of charity, how we stand up for justice, how we join good causes. That's what we can control. We can control how our masjid undertakes good actions and becomes a magnet for people. That's what we can control, and that's our business as Muslims. We can control if we, I was talking to another leader of the Muslims recently about a particular situation. After the person had despaired of relief from any direction, intense prayer was made, and the answer came. We can control our dua. If you want to know the weapon we need in this day, we don't need bombs, we don't need bullets, we don't need jet planes. What we need is the weapon of the believer. Ad-du'a silahul mu'min. Du'a is the weapon of the believer. Ask yourself, you say, I prayed and nothing happened. When's the last time you prayed? When no one's around, in the middle of the night, and the tears were rolling down your face. Ya Allah, help us in our situation. Ya Allah, don't take us to task based on what the fools amongst us do. Ya Allah, don't allow the people's minds and hearts who aren't Muslim to be poisoned by these poisonous propaganda. Ya Allah, don't allow our leaders to be vilified and demonized by those who want to see our communities cast into anarchy and disarray. Ya Allah, bless us to be strong. Ya Allah, bless us to continue to act. Ya Allah, bless us to continue to worship you with love and with fervor. Ya Allah, bless our women folk. Ya Allah, protect our young people from all those nefarious schemes that are out there to turn them away from your remembrance, to turn them away from their path. Ya Allah, bless them to be amongst those seven. سَبْعَةٌ يَذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلُّ إِمَامٌ عَادِلٌ وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. Bless them to be young people who grow up worshiping Allah, who dedicate their youth and the energy of youth to you, Ya Allah, and to your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless them and bless us. Bless all of the Muslims. Brothers and sisters, we have to be strong. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, "Al-mu'min al-qawi khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allah min al-mu'min al-da'if wa fi kullin khayr." The strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, and in each there's good. There's good in each, but the strong is better. The one who's spiritually strong. How can we? The Arabs have an expression, فَاقِدُ شَيْءٍ لَا يُعْطِي. One lacking something can't give it to someone else. When we see our people who are drowning in the swamp of immorality because they've been caught up in all of this negativity that's put out there from the cultural influences and cultural traps and the misogynistic and whatever else, the music, and the degenerate popular culture, and the anti-godly and anti-religious messages permeating. You look at, we just driving in here, big sign, box trolls or something. And you make it even cute. The Despicable Me. The one-eyed little angelic creature that everyone has sympathy and mercy on. Maleficent. You glorify witchcraft and evil and devil worship until people have a hard time even recognizing what true spirituality involves. And then they're systematically turned away from the religion of Allah. And then the whole situation is compounded by all of those things. We're told that our soul in its lowest state of development is a nafs amara bisu, the soul that commands towards vileness. Why? Because it is removed from its Lord. It is connected to a shahawat, to its physical lust. So you throw every physically enticing thing at people. You throw the food at them. And you see the obesity amongst our youth skyrocketing. You throw the sex at them. You throw the drugs at them. What's this physical stimulation? It makes me feel good, assuaging the nafs. You put up a city and you call it Sin City. And people want to go there for their vacation. And at the entrance, there's a big sign, surrender to your desires. And our young people grow up in this culture of surrender to your desire. If it feels good, do it. As long as you're not hurting someone else. Well, you are hurting someone else, yourself. Yourself. When our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, or it might be a saying of the companions, Ada, 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 and nafsulati baina jambayk. The most vicious of your enemies is that nafs between your two sides. So that nafs can affect you. And nafsulati baina jambayk. And when it's not in tune with the higher nature, when it's not willing to engage in the struggle between the angelic nature of the human being and the carnal nature, The angels are angels created from Noor. And the shayateen are shayateen created from fire. And the human being is between the two. The human being can give in to his or her fiery passions and fire and follow the rebels amongst the shaitan and the jinn. Or the human being can pursue that aspect that he or she can move towards a state of obedience to Allah like the angels. And there's a struggle going on. And we have everything we need to win that struggle. The angels are made from light. What is one of the most profound prayers our Prophet taught us, sallallahu alayhi wasallam? It's in Bukhari, it's in Muslim, various versions. It's in Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Siha Sitta. Allahumma aj'al fi qalbi nuran, wa fi basari nuran, wa fi sam'i nuran, wa min wa an yamini nuran, wa an yasari nuran, wa amami nuran, wa min khalfi nuran, wa min fawqi nuran, wa min tahti nuran. Allahumma aj'al li nuran. Oh Allah, make light in my heart, and light in my sight, and light in my hearing, and light to my right and to my left, in front of me, behind me, above me, beneath me. Make a light for me that I can walk through the darkness of this world with. In other words, bless us to move towards the angelic realm. Creatures of light who don't rebel against their Lord. وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They do what they've been commanded to do. May Allah bless us in this struggle. May Allah bless us to be that strong believer, spiritually strong, intellectually strong. Our ancestors were the most intellectually strong people. Some of the most intellectually strong people history has seen. That's how they built these architectural wonders. That's how they discovered incredible advances and innovations in agriculture. That's how they were able to pass on, refine, and preserve the knowledge of antiquity and pass it on to the Europeans. Our ancestors, they were intellectually strong. A Muslim should be spiritually strong. He or she should be intellectually strong. He or she should strive to be financially strong. The upper hand that gives is better than the lower hand that receives. And again, there's good in both. We should strive to be fiscally and financially strong. Some people ask me, should I go study? And they have an MBA and they're making loads of money. No, we have many people who can go study. But we don't have many people with the potential to be a multimillionaire or a billionaire. We need some of those. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had his poor companions. May Allah's mercy be on all of them. And he prayed to be resurrected amongst them. But he also had Abu Bakr, and he had Khadija, and he had Uthman, and he had Abdurrahman bin Auf, and he had Abu Ubaidah. He had people who had money, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because just as people are spending billions of dollars to turn people away from Islam, we should be spending millions. We don't need billions. Because every dollar we spend, al-hasanatu bi ashri amthaliha, it does the work of 10. إلى سبعي ميادف, it does the work of 700. إلى أدعافٍ كثيرة, it does the work of 7,000, 70,000. But we need money. We need money. And we should have some financially strong believers. And we should have poor believers. That's a human society. And they should be brothers and sisters. They should be assisting and helping each other. احرس على ما ينفعك. Seek and strive for that which benefits you. Brothers and sisters, try to build yourself up spiritually. There are classes here in the masjid. Learn how to read the Quran. Get up in the night before Fajr and start praying in the night. Read your Quran. Don't wait till Ramadan. Remember your Lord abundantly. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Build yourself up intellectually. If you don't have a high school diploma, go back to school and get one. Join a GED program. Get a tutor. If you have a high school diploma, go to the community college. Get an associate's. If you have an associate's, go get a bachelor's. If you have a bachelor's, get a master's. If you have a master's and your situation allows, go get a PhD. Not so you can say, I have a PhD, but so you can stand toe to toe with the people who have PhDs and are using it against the good interests of the common person. And you can refute, and you can debate, and you can discuss, and you can make your point at the same level he or she are making their point. Try to be financially strong. Don't spend your money. You don't have to be rich to be financially strong. You have to act like a Muslim. Don't shop until you drop. Don't shop until you drop. Shop when you need something, not when an artificial need has been created in you. Don't engage in alcohol and drugs. Some Muslims do, unfortunately. Don't engage in alcohol and drugs. Don't spend your money buying the music. You don't need it. If you heard one song, you heard them all. Boogie Woogie, slap the so upside her head. Leave her in the street like she's dead. Listen to every word I said. You don't need it. Don't spend your money on it. And you can be making minimum wage and you'll have a surplus. And you'll be able to assist somebody. And there are people who have seen it. There are Muslims making minimum wage. They have relatives who might not be Muslims. So they're making 3-4 times what they make. But after they buy their alcohol, and after they buy their little stash of reefer, and after they go to the club on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, they're coming to the Muslim making minimum wage. You know, I need a little help this month. I need a little help with the rent. My car broke. I need something. You don't have to be rich to be financially strong. If you are rich, all the better. May Allah bless us. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless Imam Siraj Wahaj. May Allah bless Sheikh Uthman. May Allah bless all the, if I knew the other teachers and scholars here, I would mention them too from the minbar. May Allah bless them. May Allah protect them. May Allah strengthen them. May Allah bless all of your families. May Allah accept all of your worship on this great and blessed day. May Allah bless you all to have a blessed Eid. May Allah a blessed Eid. And have a joyful Eid. This is a blessing from Allah. Enjoy the blessing. The day is coming up, the Eid and Ayyam Tashriq. Here, Ayyamu Aklin wa Shurbin wa Dhikrillah. There are days of eating and drinking and remembering Allah. So celebrate and be festive and visit each other. Forgive those you might have a little problem with. Go call them up, seek them out. Tell them you're ready to put it behind you. And you will initiate it. Invite them to dinner. These are blessed days. May we be blessed during these days. أَقُولُ حَقَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما
اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Brothers and sisters, while we condemn the nefarious actions of the likes of ISIS or others who are distorting true Islamic teachings, we should never lose sight of the fact that is the disastrous militaristic foreign policy of our country that's made all of this fitna possible, that has torn up the social fabric of these countries, flooded them with weapons, and then finds any excuse to keep these cycles of violence and chaos and anarchy going. And the only one that benefits are the people making the weapons. As they say, war is bad for business unless you're in the business of war. And we have too many people in this country who are in the business of war. And we have to be the community that stands up and says, it's time for the business to shut down. It's time for the business to shut down. If this is a Christian nation, as they allege, then beat the swords into plowshares. Beat the swords into plowshares. Go in the world and bring peace to the world. Go in the world and build homes for the homeless. Go in the world and fight the likes of Ebola and other scourges. But someone, there has to be a force, not a few individuals. There has to be the force of a community who will say, our community will take up the unfinished business of Dr. King. Dr. King, he said, there are three evil triplets and they're connected at the hip. He didn't say that. He said something like that. He said there are three evil triplets. I'm saying they're connected at the hip. Racism, poverty, and militarism. Racism, poverty, and militarism. We as a community have to stand up and say we're a community that will do everything in our power to challenge racism. That starts with our hearts. That starts with our hearts. Any human being that I come into contact with, I would judge based on the content of their character, not the color of their skin. This is what our Prophet taught us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we know how deep the roots of racism is amongst the Muslims. They're deep roots. We have to, each and every one of us, cut those roots off, starting with ourselves. إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم وأموالكم. Allah doesn't look at your physical forms and your wealth. ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. He looks at your deeds and he looks at your hearts. The deeds have no color and all the hearts are red. That's what Allah looks at. We have to challenge poverty. We have to be a community that feeds people. We have to be a community that tries to the best of our resources to lift people out of poverty with whatever programs we can put together to assist people. But most importantly, we have to be a community that gives a person a vision and a motivation to live a righteous life. Because once a person is motivated, you can dump all the money in the world on a person who isn't motivated to live. And that person will stay in poverty. You give them money, they'll squander the money. No, we have to begin our anti-poverty programming by addressing the poverty that's in the hearts and in the souls, so that people want to be dignified and want to stand on their own feet. And we have to address militarism. It's a difficult task. We mentioned Dr. King. When he started addressing American militarism, some say that's when he signed his death warrant. You can sing, "We shall overcome until the cows come home." But when you start messing with the foreign policy and the foundation of the empire,
and the mechanisms whereby people are intimidated and bludgeoned to become part of the whole neoliberal scheme of things, then it's dangerous. But if that's the work Allah Ta'ala calls us to do, that's the work He calls us to do. May Allah bless us to be strong in all regards. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to be a community that will take up that work. Where the old generation has failed, the new generation come with more energy, with more vision, with more higher levels of education and commitment. Take the torch. Take the torch. And then you take it a step further. And the ones after you. But keep the flame of truth burning. Keep the desire for justice burning. Keep the desire that we'll see all people on this planet living free lives, liberated from the shackles of economic or political domination. Keep those flames burning. And you never know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might bring along some gasoline to pour on the fire. That's a metaphor, folks. I'm not advocating burning anything down. May Allah bless you all. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat al ihya'i minhum wal amwat. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'd idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Rabbana afrigh 'alaina sabran wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna 'ala al qawm al kafirin. Rabbana afrigh 'alaina sabran wa thabbit aqdamana wa tawaffana muslimin wa 'afu 'anna wa ighfir lana warhamna. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل، ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل، ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال، ونعوذ بك من الفقر إلا إليك، ومن الذل إلا لك، ومن الخوف إلا منك. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا بها جنتك، ومن اليقين ما يهون علينا مصائب الدنيا، ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والغنى والعفاف والمغفرة. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين وفي الشام وفي العراق وفي أفغانستان وفي الهند وباكستان وبنغال وبورما وفي تايلاند. اللهم انصر المسلمين في أفريقيا بأسرها يا الله، في مصر وفي ليبيا وفي تونس، في الجزائر، في المغرب، في موريتانيا، في كينيا وتنزانيا، في جنوب أفريقيا، في السنغال، وفي غيني، وفي سيراليون، وهذه البلدان مصابة بإيبولا يا الله، فرج عنهم. اللهم اشفيهم جميعا يا الله. اللهم فرج عنهم. اللهم احفظهم يا الله. اللهم كن معهم لا تكون عليهم، كن معنا ولا تكن علينا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على قوم الكافرين. اللهم انصرنا في هذا البلد. اللهم انصر المسلمين في هذا البلد. اللهم انصر المسلمين في هذا البلد. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلاما على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى